Yep, yep. Lafayette, yeah. I mean, Radio Shack, yeah. It was pretty big back in the days, you know. Yep, yep, yep. Lafayette. But, yeah, they had a few other little electronic stuff. I can't think of the name. What was it? Start with an R, but I can't think of the name, but they had a few on there, you know. But I was always dealing with, like I said, Lafayette and Lafayette and Olson. I never forget. I first got my first base station radio from Lafayette. I had a Lafayette Concept 25B 23 channels. Radio 2 type, and with a super range boost 2 antenna. At that time, I was living at home there, and I used to have fun with that radio when I first got it there. But as time went on, you know, I sort of got a little advanced, and I didn't find out about ham radio until I had a 8-band radio, and I was turning the knob, and I happened to run into listening to the 2 meters there and stuff like that. So, and then my friends they heard it, I could hear on the 8-band radio if you know, because it's one of the. The VHF used to go from, let's see, how did that thing go? On the 147 all the way up to 174, the knob, you could turn it. And I just heard it, I just turned that knob, and I could hear people talking on 2 meters. Didn't know at the time. And then I told my friends, and we heard they was having a swap at that time in, where was that, in, Hazel Park, yeah, Hazel Park. And went to swap and everything. And that's how my friends, they got their license way before me. And I just couldn't get that Morse code. But at that time, you know, they had the novice, tech, general, and extra. Roger? No, it's novice, tech, general, advanced, and extra. How about that?